Today's reading is from Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 16. Acts 17, verse 16. Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him. And some said, "What does this babbler wish to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities," because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship is unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God, and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we are indeed his offspring.' Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Now when they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, "We will hear you again about this." So Paul went out from their midst, but some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them, and because he was one of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. And when they opposed and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he left there and went to the house of a man named Titius Justus, a worshipper of God. His house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord, together with his entire household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, believed and were baptized. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people." And he stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him before the tribunal, saying, "This man is persuading people to worship God contrary to the law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or vicious crime, O Jews, I would have reason to accept your complaint. But since it is a matter of questions about words and names and your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge of these things." And he drove them from the tribunal. And they all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But Gallio paid no attention to any of this. So Paul has come to Athens. Athens is a city that has a lot of different idolatry, worshiping the Greek gods, has schools of philosophy. And so there's a lot of what we might term thinkers there. But many of these thinkers are entertained by these different philosophies and religions. And it states that many of them simply wanted to hear things that were new. But Paul used this as an opportunity to preach the gospel to them, and he does so in a unique way, coming at it from the perspective of what they already worshipped and even some of the writings of their own philosophers. He points out that the true divine, the Almighty God, the one who created everything, doesn't need a temple to dwell in. He does not need an image that is fashioned from the imagination of man. He does tell them, however, that the Almighty God is demanding repentance, turning away from all of this idolatry, wickedness, and turning toward Him. Now, when he reaches the point of speaking of the resurrection, some people mock him, but it does say some believed. And that's encouraging, since he's standing in the midst of all of this idolatry, and some of them do believe what he says, and they go with him. Paul moves on from there to Corinth. Here we are introduced to Aquila and Priscilla. They were very active saints within the church in the first century. They have come from Rome because Claudius has thrown all the Jews out of Rome. And keep that in mind when we get to the book of Romans. We will talk about that a little bit further. But he reasons in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he works as a tent maker. And Silas and Timothy arrive. But it's about this time that Paul has realized that the Jews are not going to accept Christ. They're opposing him. They're reviling him. And so he shakes out his garments and says, "Your blood be on your own heads." He's going to the Gentiles. And he has this vision in which he's told, "Don't be afraid. Go on speaking. Don't be silent. No one's going to attack you." And he stays there for 18 months. However, it does reach a point in which the Jews tried to attack Paul, tried to drag him before a tribunal. However, the Roman tribunal did not put up with it. They did not go along with it and said, "I'm not going to be a judge of these things," and he threw them out. And that concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.